Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Cullenbine moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marv Owen now playing third base. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Finney moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hoag picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoag. Finney scores. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. There goes Fox trying to get to third. Hoag throws the ball into Clift who tags Fox for the out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry strikes out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Harris now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hoag reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. Hoag scores. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jim Bagby now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Clift moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Doerr, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-5 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hoag strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bagby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Swift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-6 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin is walked intentionally. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Gene Desautels. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Tom Carey now playing second base. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and three walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berardino moves to second. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Swift moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-7 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Nonnenkamp pinch runs for Jim Bagby. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Nonnenkamp moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-6 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.